see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go. And you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's October 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of October, 1919, the U.S. Senate passes the Volstead Prohibition Enforcement Bill, which would make alcohol illegal in the United States. How is this a great day? Because for the next 13 years of prohibition, Americans didn't have to sit through annoying beer commercials during football games. Have a great October 8th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. 13 people, including 7 men linked to a militia group, have been arrested in a plot to attack the Michigan State Capitol building and kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
From her vacation home in the Western District of Michigan before the November election.
Federal prosecutor Andrew Bird says the suspects were discussing the violent overthrow of the state's government. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar today says pending FDA approval, the Trump administration believes up to 100 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine could be available by the end of the year.
Enough to cover especially vulnerable populations. And we project having enough for every American who wants a vaccine by March to April 2021.
The number of U.S. coronavirus deaths has now passed 212,000. America
of COVID
is only listening to Fox
Why
News.
Don't you differentiate? How many people have died from the virus and the virus alone?
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Nuts.
Give me America great!
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that?
Getting rid of you.
What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of him.
And he did.
The collusion delusion is over.
Fake news.
Unbelievable.
So dishonest.
Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am.
Mr. President. Mr. President, are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Oh, this dude is out of sight.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump, keeper of promises.
I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
Goodbye, Hillary. Bye.
Yeah. By the way, has she been charged yet with any of the stuff that came out, a lot of that information?
Not yet.
Yeah. What are they waiting for? You know what? They're afraid. Justice Roberts, afraid. They're all afraid of getting killed because too many people turn up dead when you cross the Clintons. It's just the way it is. We have exciting news about butt paste coming up.
Yes.
In a moment.
Very exciting.
And the perpetrator of that whole conversation yesterday is supposed to be joining us here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline Tomlinson. If you listen and you listen to Jacqueline, and when she speaks to the law and the very serious business she's in, which is, I mean, they specialize at Duncan Tomlinson representing men in matters of divorce. And you can hear her. It's like she flips a switch when she's in that mode. You know you have an advocate. Both of them know the law. They're very certain. And you have, when you're going through a time like that, you've got to have somebody you know is on your side. Because in a divorce situation, you don't know. It's almost some kind of an obligation that people take sides and stuff. So you have to look out for your own best interests, and you want people that are prepared and trained to do that, people who know how to mediate and consult and help achieve an agreement that you can live with. Too many divorce issues, ongoing problems, situations that they have had to come back and handle that were handled by other lawyers that arranged lousy agreements or agreements that were violated. Reach out to people that will step in and go to bat for you. That's what they do at Duncan Tomlinson. Attorneys at Law, 819-4810. Powerful testimonials available on their website, divorceformenalabama.com. They also handle matters of family law, like wills and things that are very, very critical. And also can arrange a consultation with... excuse me one second. I had a little fleck of peanut M&M's stuck on the back of my throat.
Not good.
Anyway, 819-4810, Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The opinions voiced in this material
are true.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Whose idea was it to put those two so close together? Oh, that was mine. My error. We are at 4:08. We're expecting to hear from Jacqueline and get her take on the debate and stuff from last night. But we'll go to your local news now at 4:08.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police say one man was shot and killed this morning in the city's 49th murder of the year. Authorities say that 19-year-old Kevontae Blunt was shot in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 this morning. He died at the scene. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Millbrook police need your help locating a missing man. Authorities say 41-year-old Michael Ray Headley was last seen in the 300 block of Thornville Drive around 2 o'clock Wednesday morning. Headley has a goatee and was last seen wearing camouflage shorts, brown t-shirt, tennis shoes, and a blue and white ball cap. He has intellectual disabilities but should pose no threat to anyone or himself. Contact Millbrook police at 285-6832. The kickoff time for the Alabama-Ole Miss football game to be played Saturday in Oxford has been changed to 6:30 p.m. Central Time due to Hurricane Delta. The game was originally scheduled to start at 5 p.m. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, it's Greg Goodell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Delta is not only becoming stronger, it's also becoming larger, so it's going to have some wide-ranging effects. Even though it's headed for Louisiana, we'll certainly feel the outer effects here in Alabama. For now, things are quiet, rather warm tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 70. It should be partly cloudy. There could be some widely scattered showers. Increasing chance of showers beginning Friday afternoon. A better chance Friday night into Saturday with Delta's outer fringe effects. It will become windy. I think we'll still be in the low 80s on Friday and Saturday. The threat of a few lingering showers perhaps on Sunday as well, but still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Social media.
TV.
Billboards. It seems like every day someone's being offended by something. But suppose you're one of the dwindling number of people who can see a social media post and then go on with your life. Try as you might, things just don't offend you. Until now. Introducing Offend-A-Mall. The new drug that helps promote self-righteous indignation. Just 2 Offend-A-Mall tablets each morning, and you're guaranteed to be upset by something before lunch. Best of all, Offend-A-Mall works on certain receptors in your brain, making you use atrocious spelling and grammar when you blast someone on social media. Which means you'll fit right in on both sides, haters and supporters. It's a win-win. So look for Offend-A-Mall at your pharmacy today. If the 17-year-old tech behind the counter can put down her precious smartphone long enough to take your order. That was just a test. For Offend-A-Mall.
4:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jacqueline's been delayed. Client business. So
yes,
we certainly understand. I was watching a Civil War documentary with Rich. He is, you know, for all the knowledge he's accumulated on weather and history, his expertise on the Civil War is uncanny. When he had that bonus time off a couple of years ago, he spent 2.5 weeks touring Civil War sites. And this documentary we're watching was hosted by 3 separate people, one of whom was Ashley Judd. And I said, look at this phony. She's using this documentary to, you know, state what a woke person. Oh, my God. This freaking computer out by the roots. Screw that story. Let's get some traffic. I can't work with
Jacqueline's
this. I got it.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're heading northbound on I-65, expect some long delays. We had an overturned vehicle near Highway 20. It is backed up almost all the way to Highway 31, just above Prattville. There will be a delay traveling northbound to Clanton or points north of Highway 20. I-85 southbound, just past Shorter. If you're headed into Montgomery, they are still working an accident there. Expect some short delays getting by that one. And in the Montgomery area, we're light to moderate all over the city. No accidents into us to tell you about here in Montgomery. I-65 and 85 moderate through downtown. Custom-made jewelry is what love's all about. Harold's Fine Jewelry can turn your idea into reality. Harold's Fine Jewelry, 2860 Zelda Road at the Hillwood Shopping Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
All right, somebody make a note. Call me tomorrow at 4:15. Because by that time, this Ashley Judge story should be able to display on my computer. It should only take 20. What do we have, like 1 millibyte of RAM on this damn thing? This is inexcusable. It's pathetic. And I hate saying, here, I got to say, and then I go to bring the story up, and I get a blank page.
Jay Quellen.
What?
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Oh, here.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, it's been a day on our end, too, Greg. I tell you, it's been a day.
First of all, I want you to know that yesterday you unleashed a firestorm with your...
I wonder if they sold out. They probably sold out today.
They didn't have any when I went by Perry Hill today, and I said, well, you better get some in, because we talked about it on the radio yesterday, and you're going to be besieged with people who want...
Man, it worked.
Even
they
better, Jim Smith... My top contact at Adams Drugs, we're going to do a butt paste giveaway.
They need to. That stuff is like gold, man.
Yeah, it's. I mean, because it does, it's so versatile. It does so many other things besides make your hiney shiny. What?
Yeah, I had no idea adults could use it for a variety of different ailments.
I want to put some on my face now.
I wonder what it would do. It would probably get like the wrinkles out and stuff on anybody's face. You know, like some women put like Preparation H under their eye.
Yeah.
Trade secret. I want everybody that watches us in the morning on TV to know this. I use it for that purpose. A little dab.
A little Preparation H just for a little lift.
The cream. You can't. If you use the ointment, you're going to look like a slimy mess.
Yeah.
It's got to be the cream. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try Adam's butt paste on my under eye bag tomorrow morning and see if it assists in making me look rested.
Will you please let me know how that works? Because
I shall.
Well,
after today, I need the rest.
What I'll do is I'll put a big tub of butt paste on the counter during the TV segment. And okay. I'll just let people see it, and then they can get curious about it. This new miracle that...
Yeah.
I mean, it works, apparently. It works. So what is this story that's not loading? What's going on? What have I missed?
Oh, I was talking about watching a Civil War documentary with Rich Thomas, and Ashley Judd was one of the segment hosts, and she's such a pious...
person.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
Person.
Yeah.
And Seth Spotlow just joined us.
Hey.
Hey. So what do you guys think about the debate last night?
Well, I think...
And I don't want to hear about the fly. I want to hear about real substance.
Okay. No, I think Pence had heels up on... she never answered a damn question. Never.
So from a lawyer's perspective,
yes.
You know, she was a prosecutor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She didn't come across as a prosecutor to me. She came across more of like a defense attorney. Like, no offense to my friends out there that are defense attorneys.
That includes you, Chad.
I have to put on both hats in all of my cases. You know, right. Sometimes I'm on the quote-unquote prosecution side of a case, and sometimes I'm more on the defensive aspect of the case.
Right.
But she had the tendency to speak but not say anything.
Well, that makes you
and
a Democrat.
That's, well, but I mean, a lot of defense attorneys say that, you know, because you talk like around the issue. Like, you have to say something to defend your client without really saying anything, if you're picking up what I'm saying. So I felt like she, like, did a lot of, like, I'm going to make people feel comfortable, and I'm going to speak really softly and eloquently and try to be personable. But, like, she couldn't control the crazy because the facial, her facial gestures.
Exactly.
And the huffing and the puffing, like.
Her face gave her
like,
away.
Like, let your crazy flag fly, girlfriend. Like, let's see it. Like, let's do this. But she didn't. She, like, kept it under control. Mike Pence, on the other hand, who doesn't like him? Like, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, how do you not like Mike Pence? He's like sunshine.
He is.
I just love him. He is, like, he was stoic. He was honorable. He was respectful. But yet, you know, he was firm. That in 2 minutes is not enough time. I'm sorry.
And like, he knew his stuff.
But, like, who sets this two-minute timer? Like, no. We need longer.
Yeah, you can't.
We need longer. Cut the segments. I don't care about 10 topics, 9 topics. Why don't we talk about, like, 3 topics and, like, really talk about them?
Yeah, I agree.
That's my thoughts on the debate, guys.
I thought it was good. I'm just glad to know that the fly was not his zipper.
Like, I'm so over the fly, though. Like, I'm so over, like, seriously, America? That's what you're paying attention to?
What is that? Was it that bad? I mean, I watched a little. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay, so it was an amazing debate, but, like, I'll be honest with you, about halfway through towards the end, maybe three-fourths of the way through, I decided I would go watch the rest of it on my cell phone while taking a bath because my kid was asleep. Before the debate was even over, we had memes on the internet about this stupid fly.
Yeah.
People!
What else have they got?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, we are in the middle of a major worldwide pandemic, a gigantic, like, you know, economic downfall, a presidential election.
A coup.
Yeah.
And we got a Supreme Court nomination getting ready to go up. Like, and you guys are sitting here like talking about the fly. Like, grow up.
Like, gotta laugh about something.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, comical, like the fly, ha ha ha. But like, then it was like, wait a minute, the people that are posting about this fly, like, that's what you have an opinion about? Like, that's where you want to get like involved in this conversation? I was just kind of over it.
We've been playing clips from Mark Dice, who describes Mike Pence as cool as ice.
Yeah.
I felt like he was like a ray of sunshine. I was like, look at this guy up here.
I love the way he hit her with the plagiarism, something that Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
There was some zingas in there. I appreciated his... You can make up your own.
You're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts.
Yeah, and I'm like, I actually wrote that down, and I'm like, I'm going to be using that one in court one day, because that was legit. And that's true. Like, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you don't get to make up your own facts.
Right.
And that should be the whole tagline of this election. Like, you cannot come after Donald Trump over the economy. Period. End of story. You're not successful. Like, leave it alone. But they keep trying to say he ruined the economy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Or
this is ridiculous. Yeah.
These, you see, the people that bet their money, and by that I mean invest with confidence on Wall Street for the last few days, have been very pleased with what they've been seeing. The Dow has recovered just about everything it lost in that horrendous period when the shutdown first began.
But, Greg, let's be honest with ourselves here. The majority of people posting on the Book of Faces or putting yard signs in the front of their house or are protesting in the street don't even know what the stock market is. They don't care. They're not educated on it. They're voting based on emotion, not based on fact. And that is the problem.
Yeah, that
like, is. You think that most of these people care what the stock exchange is doing or what the Dow says for today or what their investment counts are reading? No, they're just mad to be mad. And that's not everybody, but that's a good chunk of the population. Most people are uneducated voters who vote based on what somebody else tells them instead of doing their own research. And how is this going to affect me? It's infuriating.
The bottom line is if Biden and Harris somehow steal this thing, and get in, and they do the tax increases, they're planning and stuff, a lot of people are going to find out the hard way why these things
no,
are.
No, Greg.
And they're talking
Joe
about
Biden is
down.
Not going to...
He's not going to...
Joe Biden is not going to raise taxes for anybody that doesn't make over $400,000 a year. I'm going to raise the BS flag on that one.
Yeah.
First of all, Joe Biden doesn't have the power to overturn any of the Trump administration tax reform. That's not how it works, people. We have this thing called checks and balances. He can't get in there on day one of office and overturn all of the things Trump did.
But
that's not how
could.
Our government works.
But he said he could.
Right, but like we have this thing called Congress. You know what I mean? Like we have the Senate and the House, and there's a procedure for things, and you know we have the judiciary that they have their own independent branch of government. Like, come on, people.
By the way. You got a few more minutes?
Well, I'm technically sitting in the parking lot at daycare.
That's not a very promising answer.
I don't. Today got away from me, and Rosie told me, you guys told me to call at 405, and then a client unexpectedly stopped in with an emergency, and, you know, that takes precedence.
Of course, we made mention of that.
So, and now I'm sitting in the daycare parking lot and I'm hiding from my kid so he doesn't see my car and be like, why are
I know that feeling. You can't be doing that. Little Stevie, you can't do that to little Steve. So we'll let
I know. That's why I'm parked like the next parking lot over, but I need to go get him.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Pelosi's announcement today that tomorrow there's going to be a big conference about the 25th Amendment.
There ain't going to be nothing, but we'll talk tomorrow about it. Let me go get Steven.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Love you guys. Mean it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Let me know how the butt paste works. We cover the big issues. Butt paste. You know, in the same sense. And you just heard some great examples of it, just talking about things that have nothing to do with divorce in terms of that's the kind of person you want in your corner in a divorce situation. Advocate. Somebody's really, really looking out for you. Morris Capuano is the person you want in your corner when you're ready to buy a home, whether you're a first-time buyer or a hundredth. This man is the most even-keeled human being on the planet. It's an anxious and exciting time. It can be very stressful, too, while you're waiting for answers, but he's the guy that knows the path and has handed the keys to new homes to thousands of people during his amazing career here in the River Region. In his partnership with Renaissance Bank, he's made that even more accessible to people because they offer so many programs there. They're an equal housing lender. Morris is the guy. Just let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. If you're renting and you want the benefits of home ownership, here's the guy to call to get pre-approved and get started. At 409-9300, Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 88697.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Thursday Night Football returns to Fox. Brady and the Bucks look like the real thing.
Caught for the touchdown.
In the first matchup against Foles since Super Bowl 52.
He makes it look easy.
Brady and the Bucks. Foles and the Bears. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern on Fox NFL Network and streaming on Prime Video.
Tonight on Fox 20.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now with COVID-19 still infecting millions of people and autumn right around the corner, get ready for new Pumpkin Spice Remdesivir, Pumpkin Spice Dexamethasone, and Pumpkin Spice Hydroxychloroquine. These drugs are infused with the perfect blend of cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and cloves. COVID-19 treatments now with Pumpkin Spice. Ventilators and ICUs never smelled so good. And coming soon, Pumpkin Spice flavored Q-tip test swabs. New from Johnson & Johnson.
Oh.
Hey, it's almost 4:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Seth Spotlow has joined us.
Yes, sir.
For some peanut M&Ms.
Woo! And you look good today.
Yeah.
You do, man.
He's got his sunshine shirt.
Yeah, you look bright.
By the way, I wore my birthday shirt on TV this morning. I love that shirt.
You did?
Birthday suit?
That's that light, like the
mist green.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was comfortable.
Yeah.
Great pockets. Liked it. I want to complain about the bag that M&M's puts their peanut M&M's into. And this has been, I used, of course, the old bags, no offense to anybody,
Well,
no, not you.
Oh,
no, no, no. The I old. Guess. I should have said the old style bag. They'd come in a sack, but it had no obvious place to open it. And sometimes sometimes those things peel off. You get a corner open, and you have
good to go.
You just pour them out when you need them. And sometimes you hit just the wrong spot, and you got 5,000 M&Ms rolling around on the floor.
Uh-huh.
But they've come up with this new thing where you'd peel off the top, and then you got the resealable bag.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why theirs is like this, but the bags that the peanut M&Ms come in are like giant yellow clams that want to bite your hand off. Because you put your hand in, first of all, you got to pry the top with your fingers like this, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, as soon as you get your hand in, it starts biting down on you. Like,
oh, it starts closing up on you.
And you think you can get like a handful, but you only get two or three out at a time.
You're right, because I only have three.
See what I mean?
I don't have that problem.
You got nothing better to do but make up stuff here.
That's awesome. And I never thought about that, but you're right. About the M&Ms, the paper bag would just bust open and you have nuts flying everywhere. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I am going to post on Facebook. I just got an update on Delta from Rich. This storm is almost certainly, barring some kind of miracle, is almost certainly going to hit with impact the same exact area that Laura went through.
Oh, man.
And it is going to make a turn, and we are going to feel the effects. The storm has been intensifying. In fact, if you look at radar imagery, the eye has become very visible. It reminded me a little bit of Katrina. Once Katrina got out into the open water, and that's something you don't like to see. And it's a tiny eye, which means the center of circulation is really, really tight. It's going to hit some...
Is that how that goes? If the eye is small, it's moving faster?
At least Category 3 speed when it comes to winds. And let me just pull this up here.
When was Laura?
It's been such a busy season. I think Laura was in September, wasn't it? Or late August?
Not too long ago.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
No, there's still places that aren't even close to recovering from that one, and they're going to get hit again. So this is just going to be utter devastation. All right, Thursday update. Delta, open, and...
That was a good noise.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right, Clarence.
Every time you hear that, somebody throws a computer out the window.
All right, and then Rich's text with that storm. It is... Look, it's not because I can't read. It's because this piece of crap that they call a computer takes 5 minutes to respond to a command. And it's really testing my sanity, to be quite honest with you. Let me get Rich's text here on this thing. All right, it's up to a Category 3 strength, 150 miles an hour. That makes it a major hurricane again, and it will make landfall late Friday, early Friday evening as a major Cat 3. It's 345 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. Category 4, Laura made landfall in Cameron 5 weeks ago tomorrow.
Wow.
So 5 weeks between a Cat 4 and a Cat 3 hurricane, both of which are devastating. So, and you feel so powerless. There's nothing that can be done. Let's hope they got people out. I trust this president and his team to mobilize and get in and serve that emergency area.
He's been doing good so far. I mean, this is, you don't really wish it to move, but I mean, if it...
Where's it going to go? It's going to hit somewhere in the Gulf, and there's nothing in the works that could come along at the last second and divert the path. That's the problem.
Ooh. If it goes a little east?
Well, the problem with that, even if that happened, even if it went a little east, guess who's going to get hit? New Orleans.
Yeah.
Nobody needs this. Man. Anyway, we're at 4:35. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We have a business break coming up with a great business and a great product. I think you'll be interested in learning more about. That's next.
Good afternoon. afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are traveling north on I-65, we have a real mess around Highway 20. An overturned vehicle has the interstate shut completely down at this time. They are diverting traffic at 186. It is backed up from Highway 20 all the way past the Highway 31 exit in Prattville and backing up. It is a standstill on 65 northbound. Take an alternate route if possible. I-85 southbound, just past Shorter. They're wrapping up an accident that happened there earlier. Expect a minor delay by that accident. And in Montgomery, we're busy all around the boulevard with congestion at all of the major intersections. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Your pet is a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations. Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair kicks off this Friday with a salute to our veterans. All military, active, and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, the fair presents live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, presented by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. The fair also features great outdoor shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker Pecans, the Sea Lion Splash, sponsored by Cowan Equipment, plus lots more. School Day, sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office, will be Monday from 11 to 9 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and all you can ride wristbands just $15. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app for a complete schedule of events. Garrett Policy and Clear Bag Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Don't miss all the great fair food, the midway, games, rides, and live music at the fair Friday through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Millbrook police need your help locating a missing man. Authorities say 41-year-old Michael Ray Headley was last seen in the 300 block of Thornfield Drive around 2 o'clock Wednesday morning. Headley has a goatee and was last seen wearing camouflage shorts, brown t-shirt, tennis shoes, and a blue and white ball cap. He has intellectual disabilities but should pose no threat to anyone or himself. Contact Millbrook Police at 285-6832. Montgomery police say one man was shot and killed this morning in the city's 49th murder of the year. Authorities say that 19-year-old Kevonte Blunt was shot in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 this morning. He died at the scene. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The kickoff time for the Alabama-Ole Miss football game to be played Saturday in Oxford has been changed to 6:30 p.m. Central Time due to Hurricane Delta. The game was originally scheduled to start at 5 p.m. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Delta is not only becoming stronger, it's also becoming larger, so it's going to have some wide-ranging effects. Even though it's headed for Louisiana, we'll certainly feel the outer effects here in Alabama. For now, things are quiet, rather warm tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 70. It should be partly cloudy. There could be some widely scattered showers. Increasing chance of showers beginning Friday afternoon. A better chance Friday night into Saturday with Delta's outer fringe effects. It will become windy. I think we'll still be in the low 80s on Friday and Saturday. The threat of a few lingering showers perhaps on Sunday as well, but still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And welcoming Scott from Aqua Systems of Alabama. This is a company that just joined up with us. We appreciate that.
We have a lot of customers down here. It is an honor to be here on 93.1 News Talk.
I'm so flattered. Thank you very much for the nice compliment. One of the mysteries of life, and this is something I personally... I don't get it, and I hate doing it, lugging these giant plastic, and they're so sure that it's going to explode any moment and spill 36 bottles of water onto the floor. They're heavy. They're great for chiropractors because I'm sure people are injuring themselves lugging that stuff around. It's just something I don't want to do. I think most people don't want to do, and this is something that you, why not have it right out of the tap?
Right. And why do most people buy bottled water? They either don't like the way the water tastes or they don't trust it. So they buy bottled water. But the truth is that up to 60% of all bottled water that you buy in the supermarket, even the high dollar like fancy stuff, is just tap water that you're paying somebody else to bottle for you.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. And then it's funny, I'm going to be very careful about the water I put into myself, so I'm buying this $6 for 12 bottles because of the brand name, but I'm going to let my pet drink that garbage coming out of the tap. I'm going to wash my clothes with the stuff that just runs through the pipes as is, and every other use for water, it just, that's not very consistent.
Right.
So you can, now I did it years ago, a million years ago. We built in an area, this is in Chicago, where they didn't have the infrastructure up yet. And the stuff that came out of the tap was like, it looked like bad orange juice at times. It was so rusty. So we went with one of those old Culligan systems.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, anybody remember the Hey Culligan Man?
Mm-hmm.
We needed the Culligan Man. And that was not an easy system to work with. It required a lot of effort, and you had to constantly refill the salt and check that. Tell me about Aqua Systems and how this helps your customers make life easy.
Right. Well, at Aqua Systems, we are home water filtration experts. Everything from simple carbon filtration, where, you know, if you ever notice, the water tastes better coming out of the refrigerator than it does out of the tap. It's because it's simple carbon filtration. We can do that for the entire house. So your water tastes as good coming out of the kitchen faucet, the bathroom faucet, as it does out of the refrigerator. The best bottled water you can get is purified using a process called reverse osmosis. And all that is a purification system that goes under the sink, and you get the same quality of the best bottled water out on the market without the bottles. And the cool thing is not only do you get it from the tap, we'll also run it over to the refrigerator, and that way the water coming out of the tap and your ice cubes are purified, and your ice cubes actually come out clear. And you can rent this system.
My ice cubes are not clear.
Oh, definitely not. That's the impurities that make them cloudy.
Okay.
But you can rent a reverse osmosis system for around $20 a month, which is less than what most people spend on bottled water.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do folks get in touch with you? You consult for free, right?
Oh, yeah. So we do free water testing where we can come out to the house, actually test the water at your kitchen sink, show you what's in it. We'll do a plumbing evaluation to show you that if you decide to filter your water, whether you want to do it just at your sink or whether you want to do it at the entire house, where it will go.
You can do spot filtration.
Oh, yeah. But the most important thing with us is we have no commission salespeople, which it means if we come out to your house, we do the test, we leave you recommendations, then you make the decision if and when it's right for you. The only pressure is the water pressure.
Hey,
you're funny. I like that.
These business guys, they're good. What number do people call to make an appointment to have a test done?
So you can call 377-4304. Again, that's 377-4304. But there is great information on our website, including pricing. That is iwantgreatwater.com.
I love that word. iwantgreatwater.com. How easy is that to remember?
That's good, man.
And who doesn't want great water?
Everybody.
That's what struck me when I first introduced myself to your website and started looking around. I'm thinking, you know, we lug all these heavy backbreaking cases of water home, but we don't give a whole lot of thought. I've got to believe that water that is not pure isn't good for clothes when you're washing it. Doesn't rinse it as thoroughly. Same thing for bathing. But most importantly is, like, what are you putting in your pet's water bowl?
Oh, yeah. I had a customer the other day that said, my dog won't drink the tap water, which is pretty bad because the dog licks his butt.
Yeah, the dog will drink out of a puddle sometimes.
What usually makes the water smell funny, taste funny, is the amount of chlorine the city puts in it.
Mm-hmm.
They put chlorine in it to disinfect it, kill what's living in it. But they continue adding chlorine, just like a swimming pool, until they bleach the color out of it. That's the reason it runs out of the tap clear. So when we test the water, usually we find more chlorine come out of the tap than what you'd find in a swimming pool.
Really?
And not only does it make it smell funny, taste funny, but it's also a skin irritant. It'll dry your skin out. You have no idea how good a chlorine-free shower actually feels. It's amazing.
Wow. This is why people are running for the butt paste.
I'm telling you.
No, this is, seriously, we were having a conversation yesterday afternoon one of our sponsors is Adams Drugs, and they have this paste that people just swear by as a skin healer because of dry skin. It was initially designed for, it's kind of like...
It's a baby diaper rash thing, but it has many other uses.
But it's like the shampoo I use personally, it was designed for horses. It's called Mane and Tail.
Oh, yeah.
But it, in horse country down in Florida about 30 years ago, it became a thing, and people started using it as a hair and body wash because it's so good. And so it's interesting. You can find these different applications for different products. But I would have to say, you know, to folks who are experiencing dry skin and stuff, that could be a water-driven issue.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything from, of course, the obvious things, your water smelling funny, tasting funny, but everything from dry skin, dry hair, the spots in the shower doesn't come from the soap you use. That actually comes from the minerals that are dissolved in your water.
Right. And those same minerals are the stuff you're drinking, putting in your dog's water, cleaning your clothes with, and doing the dishes with.
And that soap, same soap scum that's in the shower is in your clothes. There is enough soap scum left over in your clothes right now to do an entire load of laundry. We hear a lot of people talk about skin issues, and it's no wonder that when you take a shower, you got the soap scum on your skin, it's in your hair, but with it being in your clothes and it's rubbed against you all day, no wonder people need the butt paste.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Scott, we're so glad that you you stopped by to talk. Now, 377-4304. Find out what's in your water. Find out what you're drinking, what you're putting in your pet's dish, and all of that soap residue in clothes, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. People are normally shocked when we come out and do the water test. You find out so much more about your water than you have a PhD in your water by the time we get done.
If we have resonated with you, call them at 377-4304 and have them come out and test your water and see how they can help you live a better life. Because after all, we are 60% water ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we can improve that. IWantGreatWater.com. And you'll get everything you need to know about Aqua Systems. And, Scott, we sure do appreciate you coming by for the break today.
Thank you, Greg.
Learned a lot. Very educational. It is 4:53. You said you saw this wreck.
65 northbound, just above Prattville.
We normally don't put our guests to work as traffic reporters, but since you mentioned before we did the segment that you had seen this.
Yeah, and if you're headed that way, get off, take 31 northbound, because people were standing outside their cars.
That bad?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost to 14 now.
Wow.
It's a few miles from 14. It's getting there.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the heads up on that as well. You got to come back and visit us again, man.
Oh, anytime.
It's great talking to you. We just got a fresh update from Skipper, so let's get the latest from him at 4:53. By the way, one more time, 377-4304, Aqua Systems of Alabama, and the web address is IWantGreatWater.com.
Aww.
Well, I do.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Let's start in Montgomery. We are busy all around the city. Our most congested areas at the moment, East Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway, and East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, and Norman Bridge Road, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Now, I-65 northbound, we had an overturned vehicle right around Highway 20. They had the interstate closed last we heard. We don't think that has changed at this time. Traffic is backed up past Highway 31 above Prattville. You'll need to use an alternate route or expect a major delay if you're headed northbound to Clanton or points beyond. I-85 southbound, they're still messing with that accident just past Shorter. If you're headed into Montgomery, expect a short delay there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Shop by Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again.
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's 456. How come there is never a naturopath around when I need one?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What a show this has been. Passion, educational. Scott from Aqua Systems. Learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, Seth.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know ice cubes were supposed to be clear.
Yeah. Well, you know, you when you buy a bag of ice, and I do that once a week as a treat to me. Now, Roz does the bottled water. I've never really paid much attention to that. That's always seemed like... And like he says, when you look at what you spend a month, and like for the last storm, we had 5 cases of 36 bottles.
One case is at least $5.
So, and it's so awkward to carry that crap stuff around.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you can have it come out of the tap. And I want clear ice cubes.
You get to shower in non-chlorinated water. I bet that's a whole different level of bubbles and soap, and just when you rinse off, it just rolls right off.
Yeah.
No hard water.
You know what will get people the most is if they understand that their pets are drinking minerals. That's the stuff. If you see that residue around your shower head and stuff, that's what that is. That's what your water is leaving behind. That's also what it's putting into you and into your clothes.
You can smell the chlorine when you turn the tap on. Have you never smelled the chlorine?
I smoke, so I probably am not the right person to ask. Right. I smell menthol.
I can smell the chlorine, and I'm like...
It's contaminating my Kool-Aid.
Hey, you get better Kool-Aid, I'm sure.
Yeah, man.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Well, sports history was made today. For the first time in their history, the Marlins have lost a postseason series.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, they lost to your Braves. So nobody thinks it's fantastic. Update on Delta. This is just heartbreaking to see this storm. 5 weeks after Laura went through Cameron, Louisiana, basically striking the same place at a very similar strength. Those people are going to be, I mean, they're still trying to get back to whatever normal was before Laura. It takes a lot more than 5 weeks. I went through Andrew, and there were areas in South Florida that took well over a year. So before they even got power back, that's how bad the damage was. But, and now it's going to happen again. And we will see the effects of this because the last satellite images I saw of the storm, the eye was like a pinhole.